Tachtasidias Parakei Mishnah Gemara B'Shmal Omer. Shmal says, Shloisha Dvarim Mikule Beis Shammai Mechumrei Beis Hillel. There are three things that Beis Shammai is the Mekel and Beis Hillel is the Machmer. Number one, Kaheles Einoi Metamei Es Hayodayim. So the Chachamim were Geizer, the Kisvei Kodesh, are Metamei your hands. Why did they do this? They did this because people started keeping Kisvei Kodesh together with Truma, and the mice would come to eat the Truma, and they would already bite into the Kisvei Kodesh. So they didn't want you keeping them together, so they made a gzeira that Kisvei Kodesh are Metame Yadayim. Beis Shammai says that's not true about Kaheles, because Kaheles is not Baruch HaKodesh, and therefore it's not Metame Yadayim. Beis Hillel Omer Metame Yadayim. Beis Hillel says no, Kaheles does transmit Tumah to your hands to touch it, because it's considered part of Kisvei HaKodesh, part of Tanakh, and therefore it's Metame Yadayim. Number two, Mechatas Shaso Mitzvasan. After you sprinkled Mechatas, Paraduma water, you sprinkle it on a person, so the only time it's, so that will make someone tame if it touches someone, unless it touches someone in order to make him tar. So Beis Shammai says, after that water drips down off the person, let's say it touches someone, once it already did its job, it was mitar someone, Beis Shammai mitar. And they say now it will not make someone tar, even though it's on that person, not for the purpose of making him tar, but it will not be mitamim. Beis Hillel says, no, mitamin, it still makes you tame. Even after it drips off a person, it will still make you tame. The last thing is haketzach. Ketzach is like black seeds that you use to flavor bread. If they come into contact with tumah, Beis Shammai mitarin. Beis Shammai says that it's tar because it's not considered food. Only food becomes tummy. This is not considered food. It's not eaten by itself. Beis Hillel Metamin. Beis Hillel says that it is tummy. Since it's used to flavor bread, it's therefore considered, ketzach is considered food, and therefore it can become tummy. V'chein l'maisers. Similarly, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have the same disagreement when it comes to maiser. So maiser is only on food. Beis Shammai says ketzach is not chayv in maiser, because it's not eaten by itself. Beis Hillel says that it is chayiv in Meiser. Mishnah Dalad, Rabbi Lezer, Oimer, Shnei Dvarim Mikule Beis Shammai Mechumre Beis Hillel. There are two things that Beis Shammai is Mekel, Beis Hillel is Machmer. Number one, Dam Yeledes Shaloi Tavla. So the rule is like this. A woman, after she has a boy, so 7 days she's Tamei. The next 33 days, any blood that comes out of her is considered Tahar. If it's a girl, it's 14 days she is Tamei. After those 14 days, for the next 66 days, it's dam tahar. Now let's say this woman, after she gave birth, she wasn't tivel. So Beis Shammai oimrim kiroika ukamei me ragleha. So the blood that comes out of her, even though it's yimei tahar, it has the din of spit and her me raglayim, meaning that what? That as long as it's moist, it could make something tame. Once it dries up, it's no longer going to be metame. Meaning, since this is all Gzer Durabbanon, because really this is Damtar, Durabbanon, we were geyser on her because she didn't yet go to the mikvah, so therefore we only treated it like bodily fluids, that it's not really tummy. It's only tummy as long as it's moist. Once it's dried up, it's not. And they say, no, metami lachvi yavish. It's going to be metame, it's going to make tumah, whether it's wet, even after the blood dries up, it's still considered tummy. Beis Shammai is going to be moided to Beis Hillel that if the woman gave birth when she was in her Yemei Ziva, meaning like this, the rule is if a woman has blood for 7 days, she's a Nida. After those 7 days, if she sees blood for 3 days, she becomes a Zava. Until she has 7 clean days, she remains a Zava. Let's say she gave birth while still during her Ziva days. She never had 7 clean days. So over here, Beis Shammai is moided. In this situation, this scenario where she is still a Zava, it's going to be Tamei, even though it's Yemei Tayhar, the blood will be Tamei, whether it's dry or whether it is wet. Have a good day.